Previously on Coach, Hayden and I spent a weekend in New York. While we were there, my friend Sarah asked me to audition to be on a network news show. I knew the audition went well, but I didn't know how well.
And they want me to be the host of the whole show. They want me to move to New York.
Christine, I don't know anyone that could survive a long-distance relationship, and if you think we can, you are deluding yourself.
But this was something I couldn't pass up. Hayden and I were going to have to find a way to make a long-distance relationship work. I knew it was going to be different, but I also knew it wouldn't be impossible.
No. So, come on, you know me. For me, different is impossible.
Hayden, what are you doing up? It's 6:30 in the morning.
Well, I couldn't sleep. It's just too damn noisy. Now I know why they call it the city that never sleeps. You can't sleep. You ought to call it the city that never shuts up.
Well, I've been living here 3 weeks. Maybe I'm getting used to it. I slept like a log.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, gee. Well, there were horns honking all night. There must have been a fire every 30 seconds. I counted 12 pigeons that hit that window. And you didn't hear that woman screaming for help all night? I mean, thank God she finally stopped.
You're just cranky because you haven't slept.
Yeah, a plane flew by here, and I think they all saw me in my underwear.
I'll tell you what, I'll make us a great breakfast. It's a beautiful spring day in New York, and we'll eat on the terrace. Do you know how lucky we are to have Sarah's apartment? For New Yorkers, having a terrace overlooking Central Park is like going to the country. I mean, the trees are blooming, the birds are singing. When you're out there, it's like sitting on a blanket in a meadow. All right, a noisy meadow.
Shut up, you stupid city!
Suitcase, my plane ticket. I got change for the 400 guys I have to tip between here and the airport. Yeah, thank God, everything.
Not quite. Thank you for an amazing weekend.
Well, thank you.
You have to admit, this long-distance thing hasn't been so bad.
Yeah, I guess so. I still don't like it, though, really.
Well, you better get going. I'll get Rami to bring your bags down.
Christine?
What?
Well, you don't want to go parading around here in your underwear. What if somebody's on the elevator?
Well, I'm wearing a robe, Hayden.
Oh, honey, this is New York City. A robe is like a welcome wagon for a pervert.
I don't think you have to worry about perverts in this building. Although it is nice to have you paying this much attention to me. Oh, I'm going to miss you this week.
I'll miss you, too.
But you'll be back on Friday. Oh, remember to bring a tuxedo for the party.
Tuxedo? Well, the party's going to be here. I just thought we'd sit around the floor and drink beer and watch a show.
It's a premiere party, Hayden. They're always formal. All the network executives and the producers will be here. Do you want to be the only one not wearing a tuxedo?
Oh, well, I don't give a damn. I hate renting tuxedos. A guy always asks me my inseam size, and then he measures me anyway.
Aren't you already renting one for your sports banquet Saturday night?
Yeah, but the banquet's at the Touchdown Club. I'm going to wear my gray suit and striped tie and my lucky horseshoe belt.
Well, you're wearing a tuxedo for my party. I want you to look classy and sophisticated.
What's not sophisticated about my horseshoe belt?
The horseshoe. That must be Rami.
Hello, Miss Armstrong. Mr. Hayden.
Hey there, Romulus.
That's a stunning robe you have on, Miss Armstrong. You know, in my country, a woman could be stoned for wearing something like that.
Yes.
Of course, a man could have his eyes put out for looking, so I apologize.
Just get the bag, would you, Rami?
I will see you next Friday. The network limo will be there to pick you up at 2 o'clock.
I can hardly wait for the weekend, Christine. Friday night, your show premieres. Big hit.
Oh. Saturday, we jet back to Minnesota for your sports banquet. You win the Curly O'Brien Award.
Oh, I hope so. And Sunday, while the rest of the world's in church, we'll be in bed. Thank you.
Matt Brewster at Moeller High is moving to halfback next year. Might be worth another look.
Michael, when you get a chance, could you come see me?
Sure, Judy.
I'm in my office.
Wow. And your neck stretches all the way to my office.
If you see Hayden, will you tell him that there's a big pile of cow poop in his chair and it just spoke? Oh.
Well, very mature, Judy Duty.
Coach, before I go talk to Judy, I need to talk to you.
What about?
The sports banquet? I know this kind of breaks with tradition, but Judy asked me if I'd sit at her table with the women's basketball team.
Right, like you'd sit at the stork table.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
What are you talking about, Doc? I want you sitting with me. Come on, I got a good shot at winning the Curly O'Brien Award this year. I was going to slap you on the back on my way to the podium.
I know, Coach, but, you know, Judy's team has had a rough season. She's usually not this needy. She's not going to win any awards, and she wants me by her side.
Well, tough darts! I mean, do you know what it could mean if I win the Curly O'Brien Award this year? This is the highest award this university gives out, if you don't count all that academic junk.
I'm torn, Coach. You know, I want to be there for you, but also I want to be there for Judy.
Well, you can't be there for both of us, so you got to choose. Who do you love more?
I don't know. Besides declaring a major, this is one of the most difficult decisions I've ever faced. I think I need some advice.
Well, I just gave you some advice.
No, I mean from someone who has a deeper understanding of the whys and wherefores of life than you or I. I'm going to call my dad at the slaughterhouse.
Ah, jeez! Don't do that!
Do what?
Don't sneak up behind me like that. Every time you do it, you take a little bit of my life away.
I'm sorry. Listen, Hayden, I found out something about you, and I don't know whether I ought to tell you or not.
What do you mean you found out something about me?
Well, let me start at the beginning. You know how every morning at 10:15, exactly, Howard Burley takes a newspaper and a cup of coffee and goes to the John?
Yeah, but I don't see how that could impact on me.
Well, it doesn't. I was just starting at the beginning.
Well, start at the middle.
Now, that's where we are now. Anyway, he takes a cup of coffee and he goes in there. Well, this morning while he was in there...
You were snooping around Howard's office?
I wasn't snooping. I thought I smelled some sticky buns. And I went in there and... while I was looking for him, I just happened to see this memo on his desk under a pile of papers off in the corner. And it said, Final Voting Curly O'Brien Award.
Oh, my God. Could you take a look at it?
Hey, it said confidential. Of course I looked at it.
And you know who won?
And who lost and what's on the menu.
Oh, no, well, don't tell me.
It's chicken fried steak and some dessert I never heard of.
No. I mean, don't tell me who won the award.
You sure you don't want to know?
Yeah, I'm positive. I mean, if I didn't win it, I'm going to be upset. And if I did win, I want to find out at the Touchdown Club in front of everybody, just like Curly intended. So you got to promise you're not going to tell me.
If you don't want to know, I won't tell you.
No. You got to swear. You got to swear to God.
Oh, great. So if it happens to slip out, I'm dead.
That's right. Now you swear.
Okay, I swear to God. You'll find out Friday night, just like everybody else.
Okay, well, thank you. And Saturday, because the banquet's on Saturday.
Not this year. This year it's on Friday.
Well, that's impossible. The banquet's always on Saturday.
Not this year. This year it's on Friday.
It's not either. It's on Saturday.
Friday. This year it's on Friday.
Well, it's on Saturday.
It's on Friday.
It's on Saturday.
Look, look at my invitation right there. Friday.
Well, this is wrong. Oh, jeez. Howard! Howard, get out of here!
You didn't know it was on Friday?
It's not on Friday. Can't be on Friday. I'm supposed to be in New York on Friday for Christine's premiere.
Oh, she is right. I forgot all about her show. It's on Friday, just like the banquet.
The banquet is not on Friday.
It is. This year, it's on Friday.
This duct banging has got to stop. I will not be summoned to your office like your butler. What can I do for you? When is the sports award banquet this year?
Friday.
Friday? What the hell is it doing on Friday? Come on, it's always on Saturday.
There was a scheduling conflict involving senior department personnel. It was unavoidable.
What senior department personnel?
The date was chosen months ago, Hayden. I asked for input. There were memos.
Was it a ball senior department personnel?
Not entirely.
What do you mean, not entirely?
I mean, I'm not entirely bald.
Why was it changed this time, Howard?
Shirley's parents are having their 50th wedding anniversary on Saturday. We'll be in Boca Raton.
What?
I couldn't disappoint my in-laws.
Oh, well, you already did. Howard, you married their daughter. Oh, man, this screws everything up. Come on, I was supposed to be in New York Friday for Christine's premiere.
Well, I'm sorry for the mix-up, but it's not my fault. This is what comes from you not reading your inter-office mail.
Oh, I hate you.
Well, I'm sorry about that, too. But that's the burden of authority. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a coffee and a sticky bun waiting for me upstairs.
I knew you had sticky buns. I'm gonna find out where you hide them.
What am I gonna tell Christine?
Hello?
Hey, Christine.
Oh, hi, honey. Well, I'm just on my way to a meeting, so I've only got a second. What's up?
Nothing. How's New York?
Still noisy. I'm really in a hurry.
Okay. This premiere party at your place Friday, do we have to stay the whole time, Christine?
Well, I am the host. I think I should be there most of the time.
Uh-huh, yeah. And is the network definitely set on having it on Friday night?
Is there a problem, Hayden?
Well, you see, there could be. Howard Burley, he scheduled a sports banquet for Friday instead of Saturday.
What?
Yeah, oh, he never called me, honey. I mean, he never said anything.
I mean, it came as a shock to everyone.
My God, the awards and my premiere are both on Friday night?
Yeah, well,
what are we going to do?
I don't know. This is going to be one of the biggest nights of my life.
Well, yeah,
it might be one of the biggest nights of my life.
And now we're both going to be alone and miserable.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, there might be a way that at least one of us can be happy here.
Which one?
Well, for the sake of argument, let's start with me.
Hayden, I can't miss the party. I don't want to miss the party.
Honey, but what good is a night like this if we can't be together? I mean, see, this is what's wrong with a long-distance relationship.
That's not fair. This is not about a long-distance relationship.
Yeah, well, it's your job that's getting in the way.
Getting in the way?
Come on, Christine. Now's not the time to start taking things the way I say them. I mean, I hate this. I want you here. I wanted you to be the first person I saw as I accepted the award.
And you're the person I want to look at when my first network show goes on the air.
But I can't miss the banquet. Come on, you know how much it means to me.
And I can't miss my premiere. You know how much that means to me. Well, I can still fly in on Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that'd be great.
Oh, Hayden, sorry.
Yeah, well, you know. You got a career in New York, I'm here in Minnesota. Come on, I mean, you know, something like this was bound to happen.
I'll see you Saturday.
Bye.
picked up your tuxedo, Coach. I got both kind of bow ties. If you want to go with the clip-on, it'll be our little secret. Should I hang it in your closet?
Hey, throw it in the closet for all I care. I don't need it anymore. So did you make a decision who you're sitting with, Dauber?
I've given this a lot of thought, Anna. Now, I know you don't understand my relationship with Judy.
Einstein couldn't understand your relationship with Judy. And where are you sitting, Doc?
I find myself caught between, you know, the two most powerful forces in my life. You know, on the one hand, there's you, and my friend, my coach, my mentor.
Let's not forget Boss Dauber.
Right. And then, on the other hand, there's Judy, my girlfriend, my little fawn. I call her that because...
I don't need to know why you call her that. Now, who are you sitting with? Me or Bambi?
She needs me tonight, Coach.
Ah, that's just great.
Now, I know this is a big night for the football team, but football is not my life. No, my life is my life.
You didn't have a life until I gave you one.
Oh, Coach, you have given me a lot, but you can never give me what Judy gives me.
Nor do I want to.
Now, you know what I mean. I've had to set priorities in my life, and Judy's number one.
Ah, well, sit with Watkins. Sit in her shoulders for all I care, Dauber.
I know you're upset. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be fine. I'll just buy a table and sit by myself.
I just want you to know that I could not have made this decision if I hadn't seen the way that you are with Christine.
What are you talking about?
Well, I've seen the way you've made Christine number one in your life. I want to have somebody like that in my life. So I'm sitting with Judy. Yeah, I really feel like I'm doing the right thing. I hope you see that. Good luck tonight.
Miss Torkelson, get me a seat on the first plane to New York, would you please? Thank you.
We'll take a short break. And when we return, the moment you've all been waiting for, the presentation of this year's Curly O'Brien.
Now, I don't want to give anybody any false hope, but there is a chance that Hayden could win this year.
Luther, I thought you said Dad won.
What is going on here? Did you see who won the Curly O'Brien Award? That is privileged information, you big peeker! I bet you stole my sticky buns, too.
Howard, did Hayden win or not?
All right, Hayden's won. Now, before this dessert is over, I want you to decide who's going to accept the award for him. And you, sir, you'd better keep your fingers off my sticky buns!
Gosh.
Oh, Christine.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Coming through here. Hey. Coming through. Come on. Come on. Separate. Coming through. Christine. Hey, Christine. Oh, wow. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
You're Hayden, are you?
Yeah. Hi. Oh, are you a friend of Christine's?
Sure. I do makeup on the show. I've seen your picture in Christine's dressing room. I'm Kim, with a Y.
How you doing there, Kimmy? Hey, I'm really looking for Christine. Do you know where she is?
Seen her. You have an amazing complexion. Have you ever had your colors done?
I think maybe once in the service. You know, I'm really looking for Christine.
I'm afraid I haven't seen her tonight. Listen, and I'm very upfront about this, and Christine knows this about me, so I don't feel like I'm doing anything behind her back. I just believe when you're attracted to someone, you should go for it.
Uh-huh.
How would you like to go make out on the bow of the Staten Island Ferry?
Christine!
Now, the moment we've all been waiting for. The presentation of the Curly O'Brien Award for Excellence in Coaching, Leadership, and Sportsmanship.
If I may have the envelope, please. And the winner is Hayden Fox. Big surprise. Unfortunately, Hayden couldn't be here. Accepting on his behalf will be...
Go on, Luther. He wants you to accept it.
You'll regret it.
Accepting on his behalf will be his longtime assistant coach, head of the defensive squad, and known snoop, Luther Van Dam.
I'll make this brief because, as most of you people know, public speaking in public is not my, thing. They say start with a joke, so three sailors walk up to this farmhouse and they open the door, and who's standing there with nothing but a smile and a straw hat but Christine?
Oh, what are you doing here? I came for the awards. Where's Hayden?
Oh, no, he flew to New York to be with you.
What?
He said it was more important than to be here.
He did?
Oh, God, I can't believe you two missed each other.
I thought it was more important to be here with him. I think I'm going to cry.
Christine, as long as you're here, why don't you accept this for Hayden?
He won? Oh, how awful for him.
Hey!
Well, on behalf of Hayden, thank you. I know that if he were here, he would tell you that the Curly O'Brien Award is just about the most important thing in the world to him. Wherever he is right now, I am sure he is thrilled.
She's in Minnesota! No!